This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, April 15th. God's word for you today is this same Jesus. Our scripture reading is taken from Philippians 3 verse 10, which says, I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. Jesus is alive. He has risen. Therefore, arise and shine. We are grateful to God that Jesus did not end on the cross and Jesus did not end in the grave. I would like to tell you a story I like to share every Easter. When Jesus was buried, there was excitement in the kingdom of darkness. We got him. We got him. They rejoiced. They threw a party intended to last for an entire week. Day one passed. Day two passed. On the third day of the party, they heard footsteps approaching the gates of hell. Satan sent one of his demons to see who it was. The demon ran to the gate. When he saw who it was, he came back and said, Master, you will not believe who I saw. Who? Satan demanded. Who might that be to disturb my party? The demon responded, It is Jesus. And at the mention of the name of Jesus, there was confusion in the kingdom of darkness. Satan warned him, I told you never to mention that name here. Satan checked the keys to see if he still had the keys of death and hell, and he did. So he said to his crew, Come, let's go and see what this is. As they got to the gates, they checked, and the gates were still locked. But then, there was a loud cry that went forth. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. By now, Satan and his crew are shaken and responded, Who is this King of glory? The angel cried again, The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift up ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Again, Satan's crew tried to put up a resistance. Who is this King of glory? And the angel said, The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Psalm 24, please read. The gates blasted open. Jesus went in and bruised the head of Satan to fulfill scriptures in Genesis 3. Please read. He took the keys of death and hell to fulfill scriptures in Psalms and in Ephesians 4. Please read. Then he led captivity captive. Jesus led those who were in paradise, David, Abraham, all the saints to the kingdom of his Father. Jesus rose in victory, and while he was ascending in victory, he gave gifts unto men. So, this Easter, over 3.7 billion people on earth that are celebrating their faith in Jesus. Kingdoms have come, kingdoms have gone, but Jesus remains the same. Presidents have come and gone. Commissioners have come and gone. Emperors have come and gone. Institutions have come and gone. The only institution that has survived is the church. And it is because Jesus is the head of the church. Philippians 3 verse 10 says, I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that you will know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. I pray that Christ will be revealed to you because Easter is all about getting up. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, please reveal Jesus to me so that I may know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised Jesus from the dead. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.